the Prentice Alton Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Thomas McDaniel joins us here on the Prentice Alsop Heating Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. And last night, Coach, when things looked the bleakest, your guys, I'm gonna start it out with this. There was a part of the game where you had staged a comeback, and you had made things interesting. If that catch is made in the end zone, basically with the post route, you're sitting there back in the ball game, and with everything else that happened. I know you got to feel at least proud that they hung in there and kept battling.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've never sat here and had to do the radio show after a game like last night, and you know, for the first time in 4 years, it was blatantly obvious that Blackman was better than us. You know, I've said to our coaches and I'd said to our team, I've said to many people, if somebody's just flat better than we are, I'm going to be man enough to step up and say it. And I can't tell you exactly what I said to Coach Shed Owens after the game, but bottom line was they whooped our butt. They're a better football team than we are at this time. And he's doing a better job of preparing his team than I am. You know, I'm so tired of talking about ifs and buts and candy and nuts and let's all have a Merry Christmas, because that's just not how I operate. You know, I'm tired of hearing about the youth and inexperience of our team. It's getting old, and we've got to figure out what to get some things fixed. The positive on the night to me was we had every opportunity late in the third quarter to lay down, and I had a group of seniors and a group of kids on that field that continued to fight. When you're down 35-7 in a ball game like that, you know, you want to lay down, and we just didn't have many kids lay down on us, and I was very proud of that. So there is no doubt a moral victory to be taken from it, but my kids, I'm pretty sure, are not in it for moral victories. I don't go to work every day for moral victories, and we just got beat by a better football team last night, you know, and we played with great effort. There were some times where you could just tell we were just outmatched or outmanned, and that, you know, that kid is just he's special.
Yeah, he's when he gets in the open field, it's just terrible. You can't stop him hardly. I mean, that's I don't say that about many people, but that's true in that case.
I talked to Coach Rankin the other day on the phone, and you know, I got to see Ralph King run the football a long time there at Riverdale, and got to see Gaston Miller and Dave Thomas, and I've seen some great players in the 11 years I've been around. And of course, I've got coaches like Chris White and Matt Gardner, Matt Snow. All these guys have been around Riverdale since 92, 91. They've seen some unbelievable players come through Riverdale, and there's been great players at Smyrna as well and whatnot. But I just don't think there's a better player that's come through this county. If there is, and it's no disrespect, there's been some great players in this county. But that kid is—he's just a difference maker like I've never seen. And I thought two defining moments for us on after watching the film this morning and even seeing it live was they ran a toss sweep one time into a blitz we had with Peter Newman. Peter Newman's a great kid. He's a tough, hard-nosed player for us, and I love him. And he comes bulleting off the edge, unblocked, and barely gets a hand on him. That's a play that you probably, on most kids, you hit him right in the face and probably knock the kid out of the game. Peter gets a mitten on him. And then he broke the long one in the third quarter, and the fastest kid on our team, William Butler, at corners running from behind. And any other kid, he's going to run him down, and he doesn't run him down. So, you know, it's just
And he's so strong. I mean, he's incredibly strong.
He has gotten better from last year. I don't know exactly how to put it, but he has run a little more physical. I know that he doesn't always run it where he's supposed to, but to me, we were talking about on the way over there last night, if I'm his coach, I'm probably really frustrated at times because he won't hit the hole where he's supposed to. But if you're Coach Shed Owens or Coach Watson with the offensive line, well, what are you going to say? You know, after he rips off a 40-yarder, you know, that's not good. You need to hit it in the hole. You know, you just give the kid the ball and let him do what he does. And he's a special player. And we had some chances to tackle him at the line of scrimmage. We did tackle him some, but we missed a lot of tackles. And they formationed us and did some things on our defense to stress us, and we made some mistakes.
The one of the things that I noticed that I know you want to work on, I guess, would be offensive execution. Just at times, it looked good at times, but we mentioned on the air that Oakland has taken two steps forward and then one step back, and that was the whole night, really.
That's been the story. Is feedback throwing you off?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right.
A little bit, yeah.
But anyway.
I'm glad you're with me on that.
I've got such an ego when I hear myself talk, I want to listen. But anyway. It's like every week it's been that way, two steps forward and one step back. And I don't know what that – I guess you can say youth or whatever, but it's just frustrating because we blocked them very well at times. I mean, when we hit our landmarks and ran where we were supposed to and blocked them, I mean, it was 10, 12, 15-yard chunks. And then, we'd take one or two plays and not execute. It's just – I don't know. It's frustrating because, you know, you can't fumble the ball against people like that. We fumbled it on our side of the 50 twice. And I think
– your opening drive was great. I mean, the opening drive answered the call.
We executed that well. We did answer, and then we had a bad kickoff there, and they busted a coverage and hit it right off the bat to make it 14-7. That was big because we didn't make them earn that second score. But we've got so many good things on offense, and then we have so many bad things going on, and we're trying to get so many people involved because we've got so many kids that need to touch the ball, and we've just got to clean some things up and continue to try to get better. But again, I had a real positive feeling when the game was over. There's a lot of kids that were devastated, and there was a lot of kids that want to come back to work Monday, and we just got to get better. We got beat by a better team, and the only thing we can do right now is put our nose to the grindstone and get back after it. I will say this, that it comes a point where in the last 3 years we have made a precedence that we're going to try to have 22 starters, and at this time at Oakland, it's just not possible. So starting Monday, we're going to have more people having to play both ways. If that means their tongues dragging the grass at the end of the third quarter and they got to come out, whatever. But we're going to have to get our money's worth out of some of our seniors, and they're just going to have to play more snaps.
And what you've been trying to accomplish, which is understandable, when you've got youth and I don't – again, I'm not going to that – that's an excuse, but I am saying it is a reason for you to try to get as many touches because these kids are going to have to play in the future as well in the next year and the year after that. But you try to get as many touches for them as you possibly can in a game.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a lot of dilemmas on who we need to give the ball to, and we're working two quarterbacks right now, and sometimes that can be a sensitive situation. And there's certain things that Jihad does better than Emmanuel, and there's certain things Emmanuel does better than Jihad. And I was really proud of both quarterbacks. They both made some significant mistakes during the game. Both of them had fumbles. Both of them, made some bad decisions. But Jihad got taken out in the third quarter, and we were using Emmanuel at quarterback just to try to give us some kind of spark. And then we asked Jihad to come back in and run our two-minute offense, and he executed very well, went down and scored. So, I think we're going to go gradually more toward working both of them, and there's got to be a mutual understanding that we're gonna play both quarterbacks and try to give Jihad a certain number of things to do and Emmanuel a certain number of things to do. But we've got a dilemma in that we're trying to get as many people involved on offense as we can, and that's a good thing. But in that, sometimes can come some mistakes that you don't want to have, and that's, again, maybe accountable on the youth.
Well, it's I commented after the game that, in a game that would have basically, you would have said most teams would have just kind of just put it away. And I commented during the ball game, I said, this is amazing that they are doing what they're doing right now things that have happened to them.
It was. I mean, I don't really know where that comes from because it was 35-7. Let's make sure everybody understands. Blackman was whipping our butt. And, we actually, and I told – like I told Coach Chet Owens, we actually had a chance near the end there to get back in the game. It was 35-21. We had a post route. Locklear drops it. He's got to catch the ball. That's just the bottom line. And he if he catches that ball and it's 35-28, I mean, there was about four
there was
minutes.
Time.
There was some
time
momentum
left.
Really shifted. But the last 4 or 5 minutes, things fell apart for them on some kick things and whatnot, and we hit a couple big plays. Other than that, they whooped us. But I was really proud of our kids, and I guess that made it a little bit easier to get up this morning and come back to work because I did. I thought they fought.
Well, and the season definitely is not. This is. We talk about it's the midway point, but gosh, there's so many games to play, and somebody reels off 4 or 5 wins, they're right there. And you've got a big game coming up this next week, and it's Lincoln County, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, we've got to rally the troops and get back to work, which I'm sure we'll do, and we've got to bring our best effort to beat Lincoln County, and all we can do right now is take it one game at a time, and right now we have to worry about Lincoln County, and hopefully cleaning some things up, continue to get better at starting faster in the game, and get some better people on the field defensively, and then see what happens.
You know, what I love, you could throw out a game plan, and I thought your game plan in terms of offense was great. You just got to execute it, and sometimes there was a drop pass here,
drop some passes,
Those kind of things, and the fumbles, and when you have that many, when that clicks, the game plan works and everybody looks like a genius, you know?
I would feel like really our game plans are always great, but that's probably because I write them up. I don't know. But the plays that I call are really good. Sometimes the kids don't. No, I'm just kidding. We're just not executing at times. The thing that's frustrating is at some points during the game, we are executing just outstanding, and then there's other moments where we just shoot ourselves in the foot. But again, I think if we can start cleaning that stuff up. This season's long from over. We've got a long road ahead of us, and I think we got to worry about Lincoln County and worry about Oakland football. And I just feel like our kids are not anywhere near done fighting for our school and our community. And we'll continue to put a better product out on the field. I believe that 100%.
Yeah, Tommy, I was talking about with the other coaches today, and I'm going to throw this question out to you. And I've got some interesting answers, but you don't just concentrate the region. You really don't concentrate on the region games. I mean, they're all big, but every one of them are big. Like next week's game is just as big as
district games.
Yeah. Oh, Ted, sorry, district. Yeah, I know. I'm old school. Yeah, I'm sorry.
7AAA.
But this game next week is just as important, really. I mean, there's no difference.
Obviously, right now we're not in a position to talk about a district championship anyway. And to be honest, I don't district championship's great, but I don't want to be playing for district championship T-shirt. I want to play, our program, and it's the same thing at Riverdale and Blackman and everybody else. But district championships, that's great, but that ain't what you're in this for. So my point being, you got to get the W's to get into the playoffs. That's it, they all hold the same weight. I mean, they all hold the same weight. So I don't really kind of differentiate between playing Blackman and Lincoln County. The only difference is you get to play in front of great environments, and it means a little bit more because it's a crosstown rival. And I mean, for us with our youth, we've been in 3 really big games already. With Arlington, that was a great game, and they brought a good crowd. And then we had Gallatin, top 5, and then this one right here. And that's you get to play in some special environments, but really they all carry the same amount of weight in the district and out of the district.
So. Well, speaking of special environments, Lincoln County, that's going to the pit. That's and you've been there before, mm-hmm. as a younger lad, mm-hmm. and that's kind of a special place to play, and a difficult place to play at the same time. What do you look for them to throw at you?
Well, I mean, it's a tough road trip from here, and some of our seniors went down there as sophomores. Is that right? My second year, yeah, we played Lincoln County at the pit. So you got to handle that road trip, and obviously, they're spreading it out a little bit and throwing it around. They got a really good wide receiver, so we're going to have to shore up some things in our pass defense, and that's one of our focuses right now, is trying to get better defensive personnel on the field, and hopefully we can get better people out there and start making some plays. So it's always a tough place to play at. We know that, and our kids will be prepared for that, but it's a fun place to play too, so I'm excited.
It's one of the worst road trips I ever go on. It's a trip to Lincoln County, but once you get there, it's great.
Yeah, but it's kind of monotonous.
Yeah, especially for the old bus ride that way. So we used to go up over the old hill. I'm not crazy about that, but yeah. Anyway, Thomas, good luck to you and the rest of the year, and I'll see you in a couple weeks. I've got really strong faith that the Oakland Patriots are going to rebound. I know they will under your helm. So we appreciate you being here today.
Keep the faith. All right.
I will, man. Thank you. Coach Thomas McDaniel of the Oakland Patriots. They will be traveling to Lincoln County on Friday night, and that will be, I think that's a 7:30 start for that game as well. And when we come back, I think Steve Carson's in the house, and Coach Carson for the Eagleville Eagles, they are now 5-0, and we will be joining him right after this. Brian Barrett is holding a baby, and that's kind of scaring me, but other than that, we're right on time. Stay with us.